here's a story from The World.
Songs are stories. To musician Sara Aroeste, the songs on her new album, Monastir, tell stories of the lost Jewish community in the Balkan city with the same name. Today, it's known as Bitola in the country of North Macedonia. Musician Sara Aroeste joins us from her home in Western Massachusetts. Sara, you've done quite a lot of research about Jewish life in Monastir, and I understand this started out as a personal quest for you.
It did. You know, I have a very typical immigrant story, not unlike many others listening, I imagine, that my family came to America escaping war. In their case, it was the Balkan Wars in 1912, and they really wanted to leave the old country behind. So I knew I came from this wonderful culture, but I always wanted more. There were so many stories and bits of language that I just craved, and my relatives either didn't want to talk about it or they had forgotten some of the traditions, and I always felt like I was missing something.
And what about music? How did that become the way in?
Well, I always grew up as a musician, and I'd heard some of the Ladino folk songs growing up. Ladino is the language of my family. It's the Sephardic dialect, and it's this beautiful hybrid language that was always so mysterious to me, but it was the first language of my grandfather and all of my relatives from Monastir, and I always wanted to learn more. And for me, music was the way to do so. I spent years studying the Ladino traditional repertoire, and I just fell in love with it. It just added so much texture to the mysterious world that I'd heard of from my grandfather's generation.
Now, I know one of the songs on your album honors a relative. Let's hear a bit of the song, and then I want you to tell us about it. What's the song about?
So I wrote this song. It's one of two original songs on the album. And I wrote it from memories taken from my own grandfather and his first cousin, my dear, dear cousin, Rochelle, who is still alive. She's turning 104 years old this year. And because of her, I have these wonderful images and stories that she has shared with me, along with my own grandfather, who was born in Monastir and who I got to know for much of my life. He died in his 90s. And so I wrote this song about the sounds and the smells and the textures of Monastir to honor my grandfather and my cousin Rochelle.
Your knowledge of them led you to research and record your new album in Bitola, in what used to be called Monastir. Before we get to that, though, what happened to the Jewish community in the city?
So we don't really think of Macedonia when we think of World War II. But in fact, the city of Monastir had one of the highest percentages of Jews exterminated. 98% of the Jewish population was murdered, and only 2% survived, one of which was my dear cousin, Rochelle.
So your album became a personal exploration of your family's background, but also an exploration of a community that was lost.
Yes, Monastir is a beloved city to many, many Jews scattered around the world today. So I knew it was bigger than just my own family. So I wanted to find songs and stories that really could encompass a wide swath of what life was like before World War II. I wanted young voices, old voices, female voices, male voices. I wanted stories from the Jewish side, stories from the non-Jewish side. And it was really sort of like putting together a puzzle to create the 10 tracks that make up this album. We also wanted a mixture of languages. I have Macedonian songs, Hebrew songs, Ladino songs, and every single song was so purposefully curated to tell a story that shows a snapshot into what life was like for the Jewish community before World War II. One of my favorite tracks on the album is of a non-Jewish man who is a bachelor, and he wanders into the Jewish quarter where he finds a beautiful, lovely girl, and he tries to convince her to become Slavic, which I just think is an amazing song. Even though it's in Macedonian and it is from a non-Jewish perspective, it just shows so much about Jewish life from that time long ago.
Vitola, a si trgnav na prošetka vo Vitola. Laj, la, laj, la, 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 laj, na prošetka vo Vitola. Laj, la, laj, la, 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 laj, na prošetka vo Vitola.
It's so interesting that you recorded the album in Vitola and that the residents there were so involved. It sounds like you learned a lot from them and they learned a lot from you.
It's true. It was really because of the non-Jewish community that invited me and proved to me through my travels there over the past few years that they are on the ground doing the work to preserve Jewish history there today. And I was just completely blown away by their commitment and respect for this culture. And that's really what inspired me to move forward with this project.
Sarah Aroeste's new album is called Monastir. It comes out tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
From PRX.